This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Coming back, getting tired of it, got to put a new stamp on it, send it out again. Thank you very much. Good morning and welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, and along with my buddy Big Ed Davis, we thank you very much for joining us on a very busy Friday, September the 3rd. This is Labor Day weekend coming up. My goodness, we're into September already. Last time I talked with you, we were in August. Now we're in Labor Day weekend. Holy cow. We're going to be talking in a few minutes with Brian Kelsey of the Liberty Justice Center. And we're going to talk about a suit against both President Biden and Facebook for censoring his client over mandating virus masks. Wow. Is that going to go anywhere? We're going to find out. And speaking of Joe Biden, his latest poll numbers are tanking. In the midst of this Afghanistan exit and, inflation, border crises, you name it. We're going to be getting some thoughts on it, though, and some other things from the proprietor of the most important poll in America, Mainstream America's Barber Poll, Andrew Ceresi. And we're also going to look at the new Texas abortion law. Is it as monstrous as these pro-choicers would have you believe? Let's take a look at it and find out what are the facts. And a good one in our ultimate top 10, the top 10 best cities in the world for workations. What are workations? They are when you go on vacation and you work there. Okay, workations. So stay tuned for that. By the way, we are sponsored, Freedom Works, in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop for the best haircut. Hey, you got to get your Labor Day weekend haircut, guys, if you're not ready. Come on. Labor Day is just on Monday, so come on. You got today, you got tomorrow. They're located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That is just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive. Andrew's Master Barbershop, best haircut you can get. Great price, 727-733-3773. By the way, we always want to salute Good Morning America. Good Morning Clearwater, I mean. I always have to be careful. I say that. Remember Good Morning America on ABC all those years? This is Good Morning Clearwater. Paul and Tracy Allen. It's even better. And they do it every day, 8 to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, here on the Tantalk Radio Network. You got to listen to them. So, the numbers are out, as if Biden doesn't have enough bad news. Apparently, hiring has not been as good as they wanted it to be. It slowed sharply in August. Non-farm payrolls went up by 235,000 people as the unemployment rate fell to 5.2%. Now, that normally sounds pretty good. However, analysts had expected about 700,000 new jobs. They got 235,000, so what is that, about 500,000 less than they hoped for. Now, the economy has been averaging about 590,000 jobs gained per month so far this year. 590,000. So if you got 235,000 in August, that's about that's less than 50% of what you normally have. Now, some notable job gains were in professional and business services, also transportation and warehousing, And private education, there you go. A lot of people are turning to private education, are they not? With all the trouble going on in public schools these days? Indeed. So Joe Biden's numbers, I mean, come on. Every time you see and listen to the guy, he has to lose. He has to lose favorability. Let's be honest. He's not presenting a great confidence-building portrait of himself these days. I mean, the tumultuous and chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan, Biden's numbers are going through the cellar floor right now. He stands at 43% approval and 51% disapproval. And that's an NPR poll, you know, PBS NPR, NewsHour. They combine with Marist. 43%. That was released yesterday. That's down 6 points from last month. It's the latest indication that he's got a rocky exit from Afghanistan. And you got to remember that these southern border numbers have been bringing him down slowly but surely. But this in Afghanistan has really made it come down. Because he had been in the mid to low 50s since he came into the office. But his numbers really started sliding last month. There's about 80% of the country believes that they should have stayed in Afghanistan. The troops, the military, and gotten our people out of there before exiting, about 80%. I'm surprised it's not 95%. Of course you want to get everybody out of there, but they did it different. They decided to get the military out, and if you were lucky enough to get to the airport and you were a civilian and get on a plane, great. But we weren't going to wait for you. We were not going to wait for you. What the hell is the military there for in the first place? But that's the way Biden decided to do it. He's been facing a barrage of criticism, both sides of the aisle, for his handling of this evacuation. Everybody, you know, 80% of the people wanted to, maybe 70% of the people wanted to get out of the war. It's how he did it. It's how he did it. And he's suffering the consequences right now. You notice that... you know, if Trump had gone through all of this trouble, at least he would stand there and take the fire. You know, he would answer questions. He wouldn't cower. He wouldn't hide behind somebody else, would he? When Trump made mistakes, and he made mistakes, he would go out there and face the press, answer all the questions. Look at this guy. He's a coward. He's a coward. This is when you need somebody strong. We have all of these things going on right now. We got the virus, and we got the border situation. We got Afghanistan. You got a flood down, you know, we got the flooding that's killing people in northeast, and the hurricane situation troubles down in the Gulf. And this, where is this guy? You know? Isn't that what a president is all about? This is a time he should be out there. Trump would already have been down there in Louisiana. You know that. But not this guy. Now, you know, the heck with his age and the heck with his cognitive ability. If he's not fit to do these kinds of things, then he shouldn't be in the White House. All right. We are going to, and now he's going to get sued. And we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it with Brian Kelsey, who is the attorney, by the way, that is involved in this, a suit against both Biden and Facebook for censoring his client over comments about mandating virus masks.
Let me squeeze. My heart goes round and round. My love comes tumbling down. You leave me.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Go yard is a metaphor used in baseball, meaning to hit a home run. Life struggles can make you feel like you just struck out. It's times like these that we need a little batting practice to pick ourselves back up and get back in the game. Whether you are dealing with marital issues, drug addiction, rebellious teens, anxiety, depression, or just generally having a bad day, call Mama Mac. If life has you down 0-2, before you strike out, learn to go yard. Go yard with Mama Mac on this radio station, Thursdays, 6 o'clock.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back. The Friday before Labor Day weekend. Holy cow. Hope you have some fun things planned. Be careful out there. We were hoping we'd be out of this whole virus thing by Labor Day, didn't we? Well, I guess not. We're still having to be very careful. Delighted to have, speaking of the virus, delighted to have, we're going to talk about the topic, and he's not the virus, but Brian Kelsey, managing attorney with the Liberty Justice Center, is defending somebody that dared to go on Facebook, and he posted a graphic, apparently, along with what he was talking about, entitled, Masking Children is Impractical and Not Backed by Research or Real World Data. And the next day, they suspended him, they being Facebook. Brian, welcome to Freedom Works.
Well, thanks very much for having me on, Paul. I appreciate it.
Ah, it's our pleasure. So this is very interesting because obviously we're going to be talking about this balance between the right of a private company like Facebook to decide what to do with postings and the right of those that are posting as far as free speech goes. Now, tell us a little bit, if you would, Brian, about the gentleman, Justin Hart, and a little background on him and what caused this this trouble.
Sure. Justin Hart lives in San Diego, and he is a nationally respected data analyst. And as you say, he posts and he advises companies as to exactly what their reaction should be in these difficult times in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. And he posted this graphic on both Facebook and Twitter that was suspended by both companies. And it said that there are, you know, there are potential issues and questions about the practicality of young children wearing masks. And he even has citations to independent research about it. And I mean, you know, I have a young child. I can tell you it's very impractical telling a two-year-old to put on a mask. So it's a very reasonable piece of information that he was talking about. But the real issue that has changed now is that the White House released this bombshell information about 6 weeks ago saying that they're actually colluding with Facebook and Twitter to take down posts just like it.
So the White House admits that they're on the lookout for people like your client here, and when they dare to say something like this, they are pressuring the platform to get rid of them. Is that right?
That's exactly right. They have admitted a couple of things which are just astounding when you think about it. Number one, that there's an entire team of people working within the Surgeon General's office that is actively looking at American social media posts and flagging them to be taken down by these companies. And then number two, they have said that senior officials within the White House are in direct communication with social media companies, again, to take down the posts of American citizens. And this is just, this is whole uncharted territory here. And it's really disturbing, and frankly, it's illegal.
So let's talk a little bit about the technicalities of the suit. You went ahead, you filed it. Did you file it in, where exactly did the filing take place?
So we did file it in San Diego, where Mr. Hart lived.
Okay. And what kind of a court is it, district court?
It's in the Federal District Court for the Southern District of California.
Okay. This is already, the process has already begun. I guess it's going to come down to whether or not Facebook and Twitter have the right to censor speech, right? I mean, that's what it's coming down to, right?
Well, there are a few different issues, and we have a few state law claims that are involved in the lawsuit as well, and that's a separate question as to whether or not Facebook and Twitter can do this on their own. But the crux of our First Amendment claim is that they're not doing it on their own. They are regularly colluding with the White House to take down these posts, and that's the most disturbing part of this entire process. I mean, you were talking about Afghanistan before I came on. I mean, imagine if the White House were doing the same thing about posts about Afghanistan. Anyone who opposes the federal government's position on the withdrawal from Afghanistan, we're going to start flagging those posts and telling these social media companies to take them down. It's outrageous.
Yeah, now, in that case, I can see you'd have a stronger case, because that would be the government doing it. And the federal government is involved, does have to follow a certain number of rules and regulations through the Constitution on that. But a private company has a lot of rights, and whether or not they might collude with somebody, even if they did, I'm not sure that that's illegal. I mean, you're going to have to, I think it's going to be tough to prove this situation. But go ahead. I want to hear your thoughts.
Well, sure. Well, actually, there have been many cases in the past in which when private companies are colluding with the government, when that has been found to be a violation of the First Amendment. We've represented many claims that have fallen up on our victory in the U.S. Supreme Court in the Janus case, Janus versus AFSCME, and there AFSCME, the union, was found to be violating the First Amendment, even though they're a private union, because they were working hand in glove with the government to do that.
And okay.
Same type of situation here.
So you can use that as a precedent.
Absolutely.
Okay, I got it.
There are many others as well.
Uh-huh. We're talking with Brian Kelsey. He's managing attorney with the Liberty Justice Center. He is involved in suing Facebook, Twitter, and President Biden over the silencing of his client, Justin Hart, who was a data analyst, talking online on platform about masking. Now, Brian, of course, we're still everybody's still arguing about the effects of masks. And I think from that standpoint, whether or not what he is saying is right or wrong, I think he got a very strong case, because nobody's in agreement. And he has every right to show the data that he's got and try to convince people that the masking situation is not working. I think that's, but it's always going to be coming back to free speech and or the rights of somebody to speak on a private platform. I think that's going to be the issue right there. Don't you agree?
Well, that's the beauty of free speech, is it protects everyone. And so if you believe in free speech, it's free speech all the time for everyone, not just when it comports with the current political party that's in power, or not when it's just speech that you agree with. But certainly, people can agree or disagree with Justin Hart's views on masking children. But this is the largest issue of our day today. And we need not less speech on the topic. We need more speech on the topic.
I think you're right about that. I think the more we talk about it, the better it is. We know that Facebook and Twitter, it's always very coincidental that they seem to shut down people that that are conservative or tend to be, I guess, less involved with government actions. I don't know. Your thought on that, is it more than a coincidence?
Well, I don't think it is a coincidence, especially in this instance, because, again, it's coming at the direction of the White House, and that's what's so disturbing about it. You might actually agree with the White House's position today on this particular issue in regards to COVID-19, but But what if it were a different White House in the future on a different issue? And then it starts to look really scary to you. And that's the whole point, is the government, the federal government, should not in any way, shape, or form be involved in censoring speech. The First Amendment is clear on that point, and that's why we brought this lawsuit.
Yeah. I mean, I think you got the public behind you. I mean, you know, big platforms like Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, the government coming down on this data analyst. I think you've definitely got the people behind you. So going back to the process of this suit, you have filed the suit. What's the next step? When is, you know, when are you due back in court? Whatever, you know what I mean?
Sure. Well, we filed the suit just a couple of days ago this week, and next, the government, as well as Facebook and Twitter, will be required to respond to that. They'll have several weeks to do so. But another interesting piece of the lawsuit that we haven't mentioned is that we also filed freedom of information claims with both the White House and with the Surgeon General's office, because we're trying to figure out exactly what are the specifics of how this is working. I mean, again, how many people are reading American Post to decide to flag them for being taken down, and where are these people located? And those types of details we really would like to know. And the White House has gone silent on this issue since they first announced it in July.
Wow. So sort of a Big Brother thing here. The government coming in, talking to Facebook and Twitter, I guess from your perspective, telling them to kind of keep an eye out and shut down people that don't tend to agree with the government. So it's sort of a wink and a nod. Is that kind of what you're getting to about this?
Well, it's way more than that, frankly, Paul. It's actual direction. The Surgeon General has created an entire report that tells these companies exactly how to do it. And then you may recall as well that after this was announced a few weeks ago, that President Biden went out on the White House lawn and he said, if these companies don't take this information down, he said, you're killing people. So that's an open threat to them that if they don't do what he's directing them to do, that he is going to punish their companies publicly by calling them killers.
Yeah. I mean, that's nonsense. It's going way, way overboard. It's scaring people. There's no agreement, you know, and it's interesting. As you mentioned at the start of our conversation, you have a child that it's very hard to keep a mask on a child in school. But the other thing is the whole social and educational process that is being, interfered with when all of this happens. I guess nobody really knows for sure. Now with this latest strain, this Delta variant of COVID, they're talking about the fact that possibly children might be more susceptible to it, but I don't think anybody's really sure. I haven't seen any specifics on whether or not children are more susceptible to this strain. Have you seen anything about that?
You know, I have not seen the research, and again, I would defer to our client, Justin Hart, on some of these specifics, and that's the whole point, is that there's going to be disagreement. This is a new virus that we've never seen before, and it's been proven that the federal government has been wrong about it in the past. I mean, let's take a perfect example of where did the virus originate from. You know, at first, when it was mentioned that it might have come from a lab in Wuhan, China, that was laughed at. And then these same social media companies that we're suing today, they took down posts that said that.
Yeah. No,
but
you're right.
All of a sudden, you know, right. But now President Biden said that's a real possibility. And so now they have to do a 180 and they've got to pick them back up. So the point is, we shouldn't be taking down these posts in the first place. We need more information, not less.
Well, I tell you what, it's been very, very interesting. I really appreciate your coming on like this, Brian, talking to us about it. Good luck with this suit. I hope we'll have you back maybe down the road.
I'd love to come back anytime. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Brian Kelsey, attorney with the Liberty Justice Center. I think it's a noble cause. We'll keep an eye on that. All right, we're going to take our break. And when we come back, we'll be talking with our buddy, the proprietor of the Barber Poll. We're going to talk about Biden. Why is Biden in hiding? We'll talk about that. Mm-hmm.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen.
And I'm Tracy Allen.
Please join us every weekday morning from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
You can also watch us on Facebook Live on our Good Morning Clearwater Facebook page and on YouTube. Just search Tantalk Radio Network.
Every morning we'll be talking about current events, sports.
Yay, sports.
News, entertainment, weather, and traffic. Have an opinion? You can call us.
That's right. Join us every weekday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back. And by the way, we are here every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Tantalk Radio Network. But if you can't listen live, you can listen on our podcasts. Thanks to Ed. He puts all of our shows on podcast, and all you've got to do, go to our website, ourfreedomworks.com, click on the podcast button, and away you go. All right, well, I'm looking at, I see that Biden is going to come out of hiding a little bit this morning, I guess, or maybe later in the day, Ed. He's going to address the lackluster August jobs report. I'm sure he's going to take a lot of questions. He's going to take hundreds of questions. He's going to call on the toughest reporters out there, like Fox, Newsmax, and One America News. He wants to hear their questions, and he's going to stand there, and he's going to take it like a man, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
Get a couple in after the mid-morning nap, after Jell-O, of course. And then after that, a couple of questions. And then his right-hand, Jen Psaki. She does all this.
Jen Psaki. Yeah.
The question yesterday was,
who calls her Peppermint Patty? Is he?
No,
you?
she's the girl from the movie American Pie. The one girl. This one time at band camp.
Oh, okay.
It's just like her.
Somebody called her Peppermint Patty, and
yesterday's question of the day for her was, how can Joe Biden? With what's going on in Texas with Roe versus Wade, how can Joe Biden
being
Catholic, before abortions?
Yeah, you know how defensive they get when you bring that up.
Her answer was, he's not for abortions. He's for women's right to choose.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Ah, is that it? You notice from people that are pro-choice, you never hear the word baby.
Yeah.
Ever in the conversation.
Well, she's not ordering a pizza. I mean, pro-choice.
I know, but they never use the term baby or child.
Yes.
They've got it all figured out that they don't want to use words like that to create the impression that this is anything more than a piece of tissue inside of a woman's body.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got the proprietor of the barber pole with us, Andrew Ceresi. And I know that Andrew's going to be waiting because he loves watching Biden perform when he comes out and talking about job numbers. It's going to be especially intriguing. Andrew, how are you doing?
First of all, it's Raggedy Ann.
Hey, I didn't think of that. But, you know, she's got a lot of freckles.
That little outfit on her, the Raggedy Ann.
Yeah.
A lollipop in her hand, and she looks just like her.
I think you're right. We'll put a little kind of apron-like outfit on her. That's a good idea.
Paul.
Yeah.
Have you noticed? I haven't heard nothing about Afghanistan no more.
I know. They're not talking about it very much today.
Oof, it's gone. Yeah, we forgot all about it. See how easy they do it to you?
Yeah. You're right. They're turning to the abortion bill in Texas and the jobs report. And,
doing for the people for
climate change. They want to bring back climate change. They want
to. They're freaking climate change. Tell them the freaking orbit of the Earth is changing.
Yeah.
It's all their climate changes. At one point, it moves closer to the sun. The other point, it moves further away. This has been happening for eons and eons.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it is climate change. It's not global warming. I know there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
Windmills.
Well, you know, it used to be they'd call it global warming until it turned out that they had to defend all of the cold snaps that were going on all over the place. So they said, we're going to use the word climate change. That way, it can get hotter or colder, and we're going to look good either way.
That's right. Paul, the American people are so gullible. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know what? They forgot all about Afghanistan. However, I guarantee you within 6 months, you're going to hear about it pretty much.
Yeah. Speaking about that, here is the White House saying yesterday there continue to be active threats from ISIS-K in Afghanistan. I've been hearing terrible things about what the Taliban has been doing to some people, too. Have you heard about some of those executions and
hanging from the helicopter,
decapitations and things? That all the things we worried about.
Wait till those 24 kids from California. But you know, Biden's got the upper hand on him. That's what he says.
Yeah.
He got him in their pocket. I think he's full of crap.
And you're right about those kids. First of all, what in God's name provoked these people to decide to go to Afghanistan of all places with a bunch of school kids?
You know, I literally joke with people in the barbershop that want to travel. I thought they could discount tickets to Afghanistan.
God.
These people must have listened.
What was their thinking to go to a place where a war was going on? I don't understand that at all.
From Sacramento, California.
Oh. So in other words, they don't have any real thought process.
Nope. Nothing.
Gosh.
Paul.
Go ahead.
Paul, they're just, you know, changing one subject to the other to the other. They're making you forget what they want you to, and the people are listening.
Yeah. We're talking with the proprietor of the barber pole, Andrew Ceresi.
I wonder if they're listening how GM has got to stop production because they can't get any computer chips for their cars. But you ever notice there's no problem with the Japanese cars, the Korean cars?
They get the chips, huh?
They get the chips, apparently. Their yards are all stocked, all their lots, but the Americans aren't.
Gosh.
And you know what? I used to talk with one of my buddies 30 years ago about how China's taken over this country. You know what, Paul?
What?
China is the new superpower. They own two-thirds of this country. They own two-thirds of the manufacturing plants. They own us.
I think that there's probably a lot of truth in what you say, that China is probably number one. We are not ready and willing to admit what plainly can be seen if you take a look at that, because you're right. China has come into our country and started taking over food companies and all these other things.
The farms,
entertainment.
Paul.
Have you noticed even entertainment?
You know, AMC theaters, Paul.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
They sell more movie tickets than any other company in the country.
You know, all of these things, they come with a whimper, not with a bang. You know what I mean? Slowly but surely, all of a sudden, one day, this is, you know, China's running the world, or, you know.
It's been whimpering for 30 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you see it today. But it's in front of you, and you know what? The only one that tried to change that was President Trump.
We were saying before you came on how Trump would stand there and take the fire. He would have been down in New Orleans as soon as he could get down there. He would have been surveying the flooded areas, maybe in the Northeast, if not in New Orleans.
He probably would have flown that Trump plane of his into Afghanistan to the Kabul airport. Everything would have stood still.
He would have taken the questions from the press, but not Biden. I mean, this is a time when you really need a president to be a president.
But Paul,
and you got a guy that's just
ask questions. He can't answer any questions.
Yeah, I don't care if he can't. He's the president. Learn how to do it. Get out there and answer the questions. Stop hiding.
I can't. First of all, he's compromised with China. Secondly, he's got dementia, Alzheimer's. You know how he keeps looking at his watch, Paul?
Yes.
You ever watch a person with dementia?
Do they look at their watch?
They'll look at, you know, they got a habit.
Uh-huh.
They'll hit their knee, and then they'll scratch their knee 10 minutes later, and they'll just scratch it again 30 seconds later. That's a habit. He's definitely got dementia. I diagnosed him.
Andrew, how do you know it? How do you know those are the signs?
I'm around these old people.
Okay. I thought maybe you were doing that.
I've been cutting old guys' hair. for 50 years. I see him go to dementia to death.
So, again, some of the telltale signs are looking at your watch and snapping your knee.
That's right. Okay. Whatever. You know, any little movement is a constant thing. My mother used to pull at her eyebrows.
Well, but people do that at any age.
Yeah, well, I mean, just constantly.
Uh-huh.
Constantly pulling at him. Put her hand down, and a minute later, pull him. It was a habit. It's dementia.
You think it's part of dementia, yeah.
The barber has diagnosed this guy. If doctors can't do it, the barber will.
The barber said.
Okay?
I will grant...
doctors can't do it, the doctor...
I will grant you this. You probably do know a lot about the habits of older people, because you have a great clientele of older people that come in. You do a wonderful... Not just older people, but I'm saying I do know that. So you would probably see some of those habits.
I've seen it a million times, Paul.
Yeah.
And the guy's definitely got it. And we're the ones that are going to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe his wife put him through that humiliation. She don't love him. She loved the limelight.
You think so?
I guarantee it.
Uh-huh. Do you have any comment at all? It's big in the news. I just want to find out. You may not. About the Texas abortion law, have you followed that at all? Do you have any thought?
I was listening to it. It's about the heartbeat. Once there's a heartbeat.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you know what?
What?
It's a fact, isn't it? There's a heartbeat, there's a life.
I think so.
You know what?
We're going to talk about it later.
You killed it. If you got a human being with a heart beating and you shoot him, you killed it. What's the difference?
Exactly right.
You know, Paul, with all the birth control that's out there today, it takes a pretty smart guy to get a girl pregnant.
I know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know. It's very easy not to have children these days.
That's right. I mean, but you know what? These people are so stupid. They're so uneducated. I'm telling you. It's the limelight of the ghettos in the cities.
I agree.
Now with Biden now giving $300 to kids, they're going to be popping them out like they're coming out of the Pillsbury Doughboy's oven.
It could be, yeah. I don't know what
That's
is...
my words.
Mm-hmm. Did you see where...
If you're on welfare, Paul, I know people. I know people, and I say things. Believe me, I throw digs. But I know people, a single girl, she got two kids from two different people. Now she's pregnant from somebody else, but the same father, I believe, of the second one. He technically isn't supposed to live with him because she's single, so she gets all the benefits with the kids. She's a single mother, but then he goes there and he shacks up.
Okay, are you making a case then for abortion?
Not for abortion. I mean, if you're going to have a kid, fine, have it right. Mother, father.
Well, yeah. I agree with
right.
that. Okay, but...
Don't work, support your family.
You want a family unit. I mean, it comes all the way back down to the nuclear family.
About the family unit, let me tell you, the animals have a family unit.
Right.
Are we below the animals?
Sometimes we are.
Nowadays.
Sometimes we are, yeah.
That's right.
It's the nuclear family that will be the answer to virtually all of these problems that we are suffering from in this country, if you think about it. Because if you're brought up with a mother and a father... and a sense of responsibility, that's kind of the springboard to a good life, right? And to interaction with other people.
Life. I had a mother and father. I loved them dearly. I had a great life. They did a good job raising me, I believe.
Absolutely.
To that point, but you know.
No, you're a perfect example of that.
But that's what we need today. The teachers are all complaining. A dozen of them got COVID in the school. People are going to get sick.
Yeah.
My wife, she's going up and down with home recovery.
I was just going to ask you, how is Nicole doing?
She's doing all right. She has her ups and downs. I thought she was feeling really good last night at 1:30 in the morning because I kind of woke up hearing somebody talking to somebody. And I got up and I walked up and she's sitting up in her den and she's calling up on charge cards that I got in the mail activating them.
She's activating your charge cards.
I said, what are you doing? 1:30 in the morning. Well, you got this in the mail, you know. I thought, I don't need that. Hang up that stuff. There you go. I'm even wondering if she was sleepwalking now.
Does she activate your charge cards in her sleep?
Yeah, I don't know. She was sitting up at the chair. She could have been sleepwalking. I have no idea, but I thought she was definitely feeling better when I saw that one.
Oh, my goodness. I'd be careful about that. Activation of credit cards without knowledge of the persons whose cards are being activated. That's very scary.
They got my name and her name.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a dual thing.
I told her, I said, I don't want my wallet to be like your purse. Your waist is 30 pounds with all those credit cards. I got my one card. I don't need no more. And I use it for an emergency. Why do you women got to have 50 cards in your purse? Is it a sense of security or something?
I think you're right.
There you go.
Well, I want to wish you a very, very happy, both of you, you and Nicole, a very happy, enjoyable Labor Day weekend. I hope she's on the mend. And we will not be doing our show this Monday. Going to take a break, but we will be back on Tuesday. And look forward to talking.
Hopefully I'll be back to work. I pray to God because this is killing me.
Yeah. Well, you're not, you have not been going to the shop?
No, I have to take care of her.
You got to watch her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Buddy.
Well, good luck with that. We'll hopefully talk with you on Tuesday, my friend, and our best to Nicole. Okay.
Have a good day.
You too. All right. There we go. There we go. We're going to take our break. When we come back, as we promised, we're going to take a look at this new Texas abortion law. And is it all the bad things that these pro-choices are talking about? Also, the top 10 best cities in the world for workations.
About a working all summer just to try to earn a dollar.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets, from animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune into the show on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We are back on a Friday, the start of Labor Day weekend. I wonder, Ed, if there's going to be a lot of people out there on the road. Everybody thought, hopefully, that by Labor Day, we would be over the virus and everything would be back to normal. And now we got, I guess, college football games. And but they're going to be filling the stands despite the COVID situation, to your knowledge, this weekend with college football.
Yes. The only restrictions are, I believe, in covered areas, they ask you to wear a mask.
Okay. Okay.
So when you go up into the concourse and stuff, you're supposed to pop your mask on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's going to be good to have college football back. But I wonder if the continuation of this COVID issue going to affect travel, getting on airplanes and jumping into your car and going places.
All that still stays the same. I mean, whether before or today, you still have to wear a mask on a plane. You still have to wear a mask in the airport.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing with the rental cars is they've been so damn expensive.
Yeah, and scarce, I understand.
Yeah, I don't know if they're coming down yet or not, but that's the thing that's bothering people about travel.
Yeah, right you are.
But gas prices are down a little bit right now.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Those could shoot up again with the damage that Hurricane Ida did to the Gulf Coast.
That's true.
It could shoot up about 10, 15 cents.
What is it around here now? About 290 or what?
Yeah, it's right around 290.
Yeah. Okay.
You can get some deals a little lower.
A little bit lower there. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to talk a little bit here for the next few minutes about this Roe versus Wade situation and this new Texas abortion law. The law was signed in Texas by their Republican Governor Greg Abbott. It basically prohibits abortions once you can detect a heartbeat in the child. It was a 5-4 vote by the Supreme Court Basically, they just said they're denying an appeal on this Texas law. They didn't really get into the merits of it. They also suggested, the judges did, that their order likely is not the last word on this whole thing. But you know, this whole issue of whether or not a mother has the right to terminate a pregnant or unborn child is something that, you know, is going to be, I mean, abortions have been going on since, let's face it, probably forever, since the human, you know, condition has been around. It's not a normal activity. No other animal. You were talking yet about animals and how they, you know, tend to be in units and families and everything. They also don't tend to intentionally kill their own offspring in the womb. This is just something, you know, that man has decided they can do. So we know, you know, that act is, whether we like it or not, is probably here to stay in one form or another when a person does not want to carry a child. So now we come to the merits of the legalities of whether or not it can be done. And I would suggest to you that when all is said and done, Roe versus Wade will not stand because every state has the right to determine behavior. It's just like when you decide whether or not you will support gay marriage. Well, mm-hmm. certain states will support it, certain states will not support it, mm-hmm. and it's a behavioral issue. Whether you like it or you agree with it or you don't agree with it, I don't think that it's the federal government's responsibility to dictate whether it's right or wrong. I think it's the same thing here when it comes to abortion. Now, the 1973 Roe versus Wade decision, we had a liberal court at that time. Justice Blackmun led the decision for the majority of the court. He was very liberal, and he used the right of privacy. Well, if you use that logic, then a parent should have the right to kill their child after it's born. Mm. The right of privacy. Well, this is my child. I can decide to do what I want with my child. Mm-hmm. I mean, because it's not come through, whether or not it's come through the birth canal, if it's a human being and it's alive.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Is it the right to life? And who's going to defend a defenseless unborn child, you know?
Yeah, the argument's always been about the heartbeat, and then because the heartbeat does start in the womb. Breath starts outside the womb, and they go back and forth on that because if you terminate,
there's brain activity going on, you know, inside.
If you terminate the fetus inside the womb, it's not murder. It's choice. But if it comes out and you decide to end its life, then it's murder.
Yeah. Well, you know, about all the way up to birth abortions, you know, mm-hmm. those kinds of things, and those are particularly repugnant. But somehow, if the child is in a formative state, even though there's brain activity going on, there's blood supply going on, there's movement going on, it's an alive human being at that point. It's a human being.
We could take that all to the other side of the coin, that when people are in an incapacitated state,
at a certain point, we should be able to kill them.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, now their brain activity has reached a certain level, therefore, of function. Therefore, we now deem that this is no longer a human being, and therefore, we're going to eliminate it. I mean, you're right. It's the same kind of logic there on either end of life. Very interesting thing. Okay, enough about that. We have, real quickly, we do not have a football game for our beloved Buccaneers until Thursday of next week. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So that'll be the game one.
Yes.
All right. And are we excited about the season?
We should be.
Yeah.
I mean, the Dallas Cowboys should not be much of a challenge. They're pretty awful.
Of course, you never know, right? Game
well,
one,
you never know. But boy,
that'd be a shocker.
It'd be a hell of an upset. I mean,
So it's a Thursday night. Are they here?
NBC here in Tampa.
Here in Tampa, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a big hadoo.
All right. It's time for our top 10, Ed. We got a good one, I think. This is the top 10 cities in the world for workations. That's working while on vacation, okay? And it's a workation, whether a long weekend or a week or a month, whatever. People are looking for places that they can work and enjoy having a vacation at the same time, mixing business and pleasure. And so this is a UK-based vacation search engine, Holidoo, H-O-L-I-D-U, that came up with the top 10 cities that people want to go to for a workation. So here we go, number 10. Phuket, and I have to be careful about this pronunciation, Phuket, P-H-U-K-E-T, Thailand. Now, okay. They want to go around the world, Thailand. Now, why is that? Because they got a lot of good things in Thailand, apparently. There's great computerized things, English language proficiency, range of attractions, world-class facilities. All right, number 9, Bucharest, Romania. I don't know why.
I don't either.
But apparently it's a very beautiful area, Bucharest. It's, you know, Alps and everything, too. Number 8, another one I'm not sure I'd go. Istanbul, Turkey?
No.
What is going on with this list?
Mm.
Okay. Number 7, Mumbai, India. I wonder why people, well, of course, you know, all of these places, there's a lot of people and there's a lot going on. I'm guessing maybe that's part of it. I don't know.
You always get a job at the based unit there that calls you if you want to extend your car warranty. They can always get a job there.
You are correct, sir, because that's where all the calls come from. Mm-hmm. All right, the next one's a tie for number 5, okay? So, first one in the tie is Budapest, Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is Buenos Aires, Argentina. Now, I wouldn't mind going to Buenos Aires. I think that's supposed to be a very... although Budapest, Hungary is probably very attractive, too, if you're into world culture and history and all that. Number 4... Do you like bullfighting? Ever seen a bullfight live?
No.
Well, if you go to Barcelona, Spain, you could do that. You could also do your job and go to a couple of bullfights. All right. Number 3. I don't know whether they do bullfighting in Lisbon, Portugal, but that's kind of like in the same general area. It's very pretty. Portugal is always a place that people want to go, by the way. Number 2. I wouldn't go here on a bet, but I guess some people want to go. You get to see the Taj Mahal. New Delhi, India.
No.
New Delhi, India? Mm-mm. Can you imagine how packed that city is with people?
I can imagine.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think there's any rhyme or reason to these, Ed. I won't even ask you.
You want to try? Shoot it out Dubai or something.
Oh, Dubai's a good guess. Yeah, good guess. It's Bangkok, Thailand.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Now, again, the Thai capital ranks first thanks to its affordable cost of living, high degree of English language proficiency, range of attractions, and wealth of world-class facilities and multinational corporate offices. So nice. Lots to do and lots of business going on there in beautiful Bangkok. All right. Have a wonderful Labor Day weekend, my friends. But always remember that freedom works.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A big drop in new jobs.
I was very fortunate to have gotten interviews, but then just crickets.
Rosanna Madrigal has been looking ever since her position with the Census Bureau ran out last year. But new jobs last month were hard to come by. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Job creation decelerated dramatically in August as the variant of the COVID virus reared its ugly head across the country. Just 235,000 jobs were created during the month. There were expectations for more than 700.